We're discussing halachas of muksa. We spoke about a kli shemlach delisa, a keli, which is its main function is for a malacha that's iser, like a hammer, a screwdriver. We spoke about other examples of a kli shemlach delisa, with its dinim that it can be moved the tzarch gufa if you have a heta that you use to use it for, the hammer to crack open a nut, screwdriver to open the door. And we mentioned also as muksa machmas gufa is something which in itself has no usage, no value to it, like dirt, stones, pieces of wood lying around, which has no use of shells, pails, garbage, which over there we do not have the het al tzarch gufa mekaymai. Over there it's muksi and I'll move it. If one has to move it, one can move it with a shinoi, in an indirect way. Or we spoke about if one has leftovers on the table, how to remove that. The special head of graf shorei, when it's ma'os, when it's disgusting, makes a person uncomfortable to be with it. So then chazal will matter you to move it even with your hands. There's something called muksa machas chisar and kiss, which that's a category of types of things which are very valuable to the person. Valuable to the extent that he's miyachid a makam for it. He sets aside a place for it. He won't leave it around and he'll only use it for its own function. The examples the Shulchan Aruch gives is a sakin shel shechita or a sakin shel mila, a shechita knife. A shechita knife is something which, if it gets even the slightest chip on the blade, it cannot be used. So just leaving it around already, there it could get chipped. So a person uses it for the shechita, and then immediately afterwards puts it away. He has a special place for it, and that's it. He only uses for shechita. So such a type of item where it's so precious, it's so valuable that he sets aside a place to keep it, and only uses it for its malacha, which is usr, is equal to like rocks and stones, which has no value. On Shabbos, this has no value. I can't use it for shechita because it's also to shecht on Shabbos. I can't use it for any, I refuse to use it for anything else. So it removes any hetadik usage that it would normally have. So this is something which goes into the category of muksa machmas and kiss, which will have the same dinim of muksa machmas gufa Shabbos.